You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days fans. It is Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I want to address the insanity happening at the Salem Police Department this week and Harris Michael's disgusting behavior. I hope when the smoke clears that Ray Fernandez yanks the badge off his belt, fires him, and presses charges for all the garbage that he is currently engaged in. I have been, you know, pretty disgusted with Harris ever since he woke up from the shooting incident a couple of weeks ago and began pretending he didn't know who shot him. And I want to dig into what he's doing right now. But if you have not, please reach down, click subscribe. Now let's talk about it. So Harris knows full well that Xander Cook was arrested for the crime. He was told when he came out of his coma that they thought Xander was the suspect. And of course, he didn't know while he was in the coma that Xander had been arrested. So I don't blame him for Xander's initial arrest, just for everything that's happened to Xander since then. And the only reason Xander was even considered a suspect was because Stephen DeMera very cleverly framed him. And Harris definitely knows that Stephen did that. He had figured it out even before Stephen confessed all that to him when he showed up at Ava and Tripp's apartment this week. Recall, Harris also slung accusations at EJ earlier in the week, saying that he knows what Stephen did and he knows that EJ is neck deep in it too. That's why EJ is so desperate to get Stephen out of town, because he's worried that his brother's going to take him down with him. So, you know, Harris is definitely breaking so many laws, plus the code of conduct. And that's the whole thing with Stefan's contrived confession. It's just more of Harris's bad behavior. Remember at Ava's place, Harris told Stefan, "You're going to turn yourself into the cops and confess to all of it. All of it, but the one crime, two crimes against Harris." So Harris demanded Stephen exonerate Ava Vitale when he came and turned himself in, so Stephen would absorb all the blame onto himself and give the Salem detective's girlfriend a free pass. I mean, Harris is the worst right now, am I right? Jada Hunter already warned Harris that he was putting his badge, his career, and his freedom at risk by associating with Ava. And then Harris clapped back on Jada about being kind of a hypocrite about breaking police department rules. Okay, Harris, yeah. Rafe and Jada were dating secretly in violation of a new role that was put into place at the cop shop. But hello, they were both police officers, both law-abiding citizens. They weren't putting any investigations or victims or defendants at risk. They were just falling in love. Harris, on the other hand, is banging a very bad girl, a repeat felon, a mob princess who has been running crazy dangerous drugs in Salem that put Holly Jonas in a coma, killed several other people with overdoses. It's bad. Plus, several people have been shot. Harris himself, some criminals have been shot. Goldman's gone rogue. It's all back to Ava and Stefan both choosing to cooperate with Clyde. Now, clearly, Harris Michaels doesn't want his girlfriend to go to jail. He just started warming her sheets and he doesn't want to stop. And that means someone needs to go down for her crimes. And what's insane is two different people might confess to crimes she did and take the heat completely off her. One, of course, is Stephen DeMera for, you know, the drug running stuff. And the other is John Black, who's insistent on confessing as the person that broke Clyde Weston out of jail. John feels like he needs punished for some of his pawn stuff, so he's considering throwing himself on his sword and taking all the heat onto himself for the three of them, him, Steve, and Ava, breaking Clyde out of Statesville. Hopefully, Marlena talks him out of that, but even so, there's still a lot more bad behavior out of Harris next. So, and this is this next week stuff. One spoiler in particular for March 25th through 29th that has me steamed is about Xander and Harris. It happens on Wednesday, the 27th. Official network spoilers from NBC say Xander insists to Harris Michaels that he's not the one that shot him. Oh my gosh. Xander shouldn't have to convince Harris of one single gosh darn thing. But see, Harris can't go to Ray for Jada and tell him that Stefan shot him because that's at the root of the blackmail he used against Stefan. Recall Tuesday, Harris told Stefan that if he confessed to the drug dealing and money laundering as the sole perpetrator and left Ava totally out of it, then Harris would let him slide on trying to kill him twice. Because all of the drug stuff plus two attempted murder charges against a police officer would likely get Stefan life behind bars. The drug stuff, maybe he can cut a deal on though. So to keep Ava out of jail, Harris basically has to keep Xander in jail, knowing he's innocent. Luckily, Justin Kitiakis actually pulled out a legal win. I mean, he's not got a great legal track record in Salem that I've seen, but he managed to get Xander out on bail. So it's insane that Xander Cook Kitiakis is having to explain to corrupt cop Harris that he didn't shoot him. Michaels knows this, and he's breaking so many laws by not clearing this up. Harris could be charged with, just here's a little laundry list, obstruction of justice, witness tampering, evidence tampering, blackmail, witness intimidation, false testimony, aka perjury, perversion of justice, and conduct unbecoming an officer. And that's just off the top of my head. There could be more. They could really throw the book at Harris. I mean, Harris could face years and years behind bars trying to save Ava from years and years behind bars. And with Steve Burton slated to leave Days of Our Lives in just a few months, maybe that's how he's going to go out. Steve Burton wrapped filming back in December. So his final episode should air in June. And there's been a lot of debate about how Harris Michaels could exit Salem. I mean, there's really no reason to write an open-ended exit unless they want to recast the character. I seriously doubt Burton's coming back to Days. He said he wants to finish his acting career at General Hospital as Jason Morgan, where he's at now, and then he plans to retire within the next few years and do other things. So he says. So it's kind of open season on what they can do with Harris. They could kill him. They could send him to prison. He can be fired and, you know, run out of Salem on a rail under a cloud of disgrace. I mean, I have to say, what did we expect, really? It's not like Harris has been a decent guy in a very long time. Maybe back in his Navy SEALs days, but after that, he was a brainwashed killing machine working for Megan Hathaway DeMera with no moral compass at all and a body count behind him that's significant. And now they got the brainwashing out of his system and he's still making bad choices. He is choosing his little naughty bits, wanting to be inside Ava's lady naughty bits over truth and justice and decency. That's the larger point. He says it's about love, but whatever. He wants to keep smashing her, so he needs her out of jail. And Harris Michaels, I think, needs to pay for what he's done to my dandy Xandy. And I'm just not saying that because Paul Telfer is straight up beefcake and I need him out of jail. If they left him in Statesville, I mean, sure, we could enjoy some shirtless prison workout scenes, but I really like him cuddling the beach towel they've wrapped in a baby blanket and are calling Victoria Kitiakis. Every time I see him cuddling her, it kind of warms up my ovaries. So when Xander comes looking for Harris next week to convince him he's not the shooter, I will be watching very carefully because if Harris wants to keep Ava out of prison at all cost with his despicable plan, he can't tell Xander that he knows he didn't shoot him. You know, the only thing he can really say is to go to Rafe and them and say, oh, I can't be a witness against him because I don't remember who shot me. Or he could say, oh, Xander was in a black hoodie. No, the guy who shot me was in a red hoodie, you know, something like that. But then again, maybe Harris doesn't care and he's going to just leave Xander at risk. Also, he can keep boinking Ava. He's a bad cop. Bottom line, that's my feeling. Let me know what you think. Drop your comments about Harris's dodgy behavior and subscribe if you have not and come back here for more Days Chat 7 days a week with the number one most followed soap opera channel on YouTube. And as always, this is your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.